This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
The Arabs were the colonials, the Jews were the natives dispossessed.
Have you not picked up a book of history and flicked through a few pages?
Often young people who are more prone to give credence and sympathy, say, to the Palestinian viewpoint.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So recently I've come across a video by Dr. Jordan Peterson in which he hosts Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And although the video is a few months old now, I found it interesting and I want to share it with you and comment on some of it. Let's start, yeah?
I know that there's tremendous constant noise about issues as fundamental as Israel's right to exist even. And you start by talking about, in your book, you embark on explaining that, at least in some part, by talking about Herzl and his terror that anti-Semitism, that the rise of anti-Semitism in Europe was going to cause a catastrophe, which was obviously a justified terror. Would you be kind enough to walk me and my viewers and listeners through your rationale for the moral justification for Israel, the political justification as well? And I'm going to do what I can to my limited ability, let's say, to push back. I've heard the arguments of often young people who are more prone to give credence and sympathy, say, to the Palestinian viewpoint. And I'd like to rectify my ignorance and maybe help my viewers and listeners do the same thing. So would it be useful to start with Herzl?
So interesting start by Dr. Jordan Peterson. Notice the language, noise, often young people who are prone to give credence to the Palestinian cause, you know. Fascinating.
Well, I'd start, Herzl was what I call our modern Moses. But I'd actually start with the original Moses. The Jewish people have lived in the land of Israel, what is now the state of Israel.
So since we're talking about, you know, the original Moses, where was Moses born? Because he wasn't born in Palestine, he wasn't born in Jerusalem. Where did he die? Not here.
3,500 years. 3.5 millennia. Now, for the first 2 millennia, roughly, of that time, we were living in what is described in a text commonly known as the Bible. So the Bible describes how the Jewish people lived on this land, were attached to this land, fought off conquerors, sometimes were conquered, but stayed on their land. And that continued for a very long time until roughly the 6th, 7th century, actually, after the birth of Christ, okay? For roughly for 2,000 years. We were conquered by the Romans, we were conquered by the Byzantines. They did a lot of bad things to us, but they didn't really exile us, contrary to what people think, okay? The ones, the loss of our land actually occurred when the Arab conquest took place in the 7th century. The Arabs burst out from Arabia, and they did something that no other conqueror, not the Romans, not the Byzantines, not the Greeks before them, not Alexander the Great, nobody did before. They actually started taking over the land of the Jewish farmer. They brought in military colonies that took over the land. And gradually, over the next 2 centuries, the Jews became a minority in our land. So it is under the Arab conquest that the Jews lost their homeland. The Arabs were the colonials. The Jews were the natives dispossessed. Well, that happens in history. The Jews were dispossessed. We were flung to the far corners of the earth, suffered unimaginable suffering because we had no homeland. But we didn't disappear, and we never gave up the dream of coming back to our ancestral homeland.
So this is a fascinating reframing of history by Netanyahu. I think it is expected. I don't think you would ever get an Israeli prime minister who would come on the screen and say, you know, the land, the time the prime minister of is not actually our land. Or that I am the prime minister of a stolen land. The same way as you won't get a juvenile with stolen property, you know, ever confess that this is stolen property. The normal go-to answer, the rhetoric is, you know, it is mine, it was always mine, I got it from home. It's been in our family for centuries. Expected. The shock is not so much Netanyahu, because I think his reputation is known around the world, and hopefully he will be prosecuted for war crimes soon enough. But the shocking part is more Dr. Jordan Peterson and his approach to this. Like, my take on this is that you're an academic, a well-credentialed individual, respected around the globe. How do you explain giving oxygen to a fairy tale like this? Like, have you not picked up a book of history and flicked through a few pages and see what the reality is? Or is your motivation more sinister than this? Like, is the bias of your heart, the prejudice, your hatred so intense that it overlooks your training of relying on facts and on data, and you swing back towards emotion and fallacies like this? And although I don't want to believe that, then I saw your text with regards to this violence, where you're encouraging the same war criminal, give them hell, Netanyahu. And now 20,000 civilians have been murdered, at least 8,000-9,000 of them children. Broken limbs, missing legs under the rubble, incinerated by the bombs which you gave moral backing for. Do you think you bear some responsibility? Do you think there is ethical responsibility that you bear? The world expected much more from you than this. We expected research, we expected due diligence, we expected lack of bias. Yet you have turned out a disappointment. And although probably not appropriate, but I will give this word of advice for free. I have watched some of your videos, Dr. Peterson, and whenever you stick to the clinical matters of what happens in a, you know, in the clinic, as a clinical psychologist, you do well. But whenever you venture to bigger matters of life, as in politics and religion, and you seem way out of your depth, and it's almost cringy to watch. So my advice is, do a bit of soul searching, a bit of introspecting, figure out what your motivations are, what your bias are like, and try to manage it as part of wisdom and academic requirement. Thank you.